When you get a letter in the mail, you're always troubled when you notice that the envelope is not sealed. You wonder, is anything missing? Seals are used for more than envelopes. Major documents are sealed to ensure authenticity. Seals speak of certainty that what's inside is genuine and permanent. Today, what it means to be sealed by the Holy Spirit and how that gives us security. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on what happens when the Spirit has His way. Dr. Lutzer now takes us into Ephesians chapter 1 for a message on the gift of security.
In his book on the Holy Spirit, Francis Chan gives this illustration. He said, if I were a basketball player and I told all of my colleagues that I had had a meeting with God and that God now indwells me to make me a better basketball player, he said, wouldn't you expect some improvement in my game? I would think so. I'd expect that he'd have a better jump shot, better guard, more speed. Now, we as believers say that we are inhabited by God. What difference does the Holy Spirit of God make in our life? The difference should be very obvious and huge. Today, as we are learning how to live beyond ourselves by looking into the Scripture and teaching the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, I have two purposes in my message. The first is to just bless us today. How many of you say, I'm ready for a blessing today? Could I see your hands, please? All right, we're all ready for a blessing. Well, you are going to be blessed so much that at the end of this message, I don't think you're going to be able to contain it, but we're going to try, all right? But there's another reason that I preach this message, and that is that for those who are not yet Christians but are investigating Christianity, you have an interest in it, but you're not yet in with Jesus. I want you to listen carefully because I think it'll whet your appetite. And you'll say to yourself, if that's what I receive when I receive Jesus Christ, I want to receive him. I'm praying that that will happen. The passage of Scripture is Ephesians chapter 1, one of the greatest chapters in all the Bible. Ephesians chapter 1. In this passage, we can see that when God intervened in our life to save us, it was huge. You'll notice it says in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation was instituted by God. He is the one who chose us and predestinated us and worked toward our salvation. That's what the Father did. But the Son, who is the second member of the Trinity, at verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The Father planned redemption. The Son purchased us and instituted redemption. And now the Holy Spirit has been given to us to make it all real in our hearts. And that's the way the Trinity operates when it comes to the marvelous doctrine of our salvation. But our text today is very limited, only about two verses in chapter 1. It says in verse 13, in him that is in Christ, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed on him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. Wow. Let's dig deeply into this verse. The passage of Scripture refers to the sealing ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, in ancient times, and this is mentioned frequently in the Old Testament, kings would take a document and then they would roll it up like a scroll, something like your graduation certificate, which you couldn't find if your life depended upon it. At least I couldn't find mine. I hope I graduated from something somewhere. But, you know, instead of using scotch tape then to keep it together, they would put some hot wax on it, and then the king would take his ring, the insignia, and he'd put it on that hot wax, right at where the paper came together, and then he would send it somewhere, and the recipient would know whether or not it had been tampered with. After all, if it still had the insignia of the king, if the wax seal was not broken, he would know that it was authentic, and nobody looked at it along the way. Now, we use that word seal differently today. Maybe it's something like a signature, or it is the stamp, like the stamp on my American passport. We also use the word seal when we have Tylenol, for example, in tamper-proof seals. The idea is it's sealed in such a way that nobody should open it except the adult who purchased it. And along the way, it is not supposed to be tampered with. This seal of the Spirit has three different meanings, all of which impinge upon us and bless our souls. First of all, the fact that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, in fact, the Spirit actually is the seal. What it means is ownership. We are owned by God. We are owned by God by virtue of our fact that we were created by God. But we're also owned by God in a special sense because Jesus actually bought us. And how much did he pay for us? Well, you know, he didn't pay $14 trillion or $16 trillion, the amount of the American debt, which we really can't get our minds around. He didn't pay with that kind of thing. He didn't pay with silver or gold. But the Bible says that he bought us with the precious blood of Christ. And that is a tremendously high price. God says, I'm going to redeem you, and it's going to cost me so much, it is going to cost me the death of my son. His blood will be shed on your behalf. Wow. I look at that and I think, you know, God overpaid, clearly. I mean, just look at us. He paid too much for us. Well, maybe he did, but that is grace. I still love the words of Luther when he says that God doesn't love us because we're valuable, but we are valuable because God loves us. What Luther is saying is that our value, actually, even our value is conferred upon us. And what makes us special in the universe is that we are loved by God. And our value went soaring high on the heavenly Dow Jones Industrial Average when Jesus Christ purchased us at such high cost. We belong to him. And we belong to him, and we are also his exclusive property. His exclusive property. It says in the book of Peter, it says that we are God's own possession. We are owned by God. The seal of the Holy Spirit means God says, you are mine in a very special way. Why is this relevant? Well, what it means is that God now takes responsibility for our future. It is God who has our future in his hands. And because we are his property, he's not an absentee landlord. Now, at times it may seem as if when we experience loss and heartache and sickness, where is God? God is leading us somewhere, and our eternal future is in his hands, not the hands of fate or disease ultimately, but in his hands because he owns us. I think of a woman who went to the doctor and discovered that she had cancer. And she told me, she said, Pastor, for a long time I was just devastated, and then I remembered whose body this was. This is, after all, God's body. God's body. I belong to God. Today, she is celebrating in heaven because she belongs to God. You know, there's a song, and it goes something like this. I am his, and he is mine. I love that. We belong to God, and there's a sense in which God belongs to us. Imagine the inheritance. And the sealing of the Spirit means ownership. God says, I've branded you. You are mine. There's a second meaning, and that is, it is also a sign of security. Now, next time in this series, I'm going to be preaching from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, just a couple of pages from this text, where it says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. That's going to be my topic. But then it says, by whom you were sealed unto the day of redemption. It is security. You know, in the book of Revelation, there were 144,000 Jews, and they are actually listed there in terms of their tribes, and it says that God sealed them. And it also says that in chapter 14, chapter 7, they are sealed. Chapter 14, it says that they had the name of God on their forehead. But what that meant was that they were sealed, their judgments could not touch them. They could survive the tribulation because they were sealed by God, they were secure, and as a result of that, they knew that they were in God's hands and would make it to the very end. Let me put it to you this way. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's as if God is sending you to heaven by registered mail. God is the one who seals you, and the only one who can open the seal is the one for whom it is intended. God is the one who seals you by His Spirit, and God is the only one who can open the seal when you arrive there in glory. And that's why we read in Scripture that we are sealed until the day of redemption. You remember the disciples, they were so glad that they could speak and demons would be subject to them. But Jesus said, don't rejoice because the demons are subject to you, but rejoice rather because your name is written in heaven. Imagine your name written in heaven. There it is. There's Susan. There's Mary. There's Bourbon. All of the names written in heaven. And you know what it says in the book of Revelation? It says in chapter 13, that during the tribulation there will be those who worship the Antichrist, except those whose names were written in heaven from before the foundation of the world. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I'm so glad that you joined us today for this very special series of messages titled, When the Spirit Has His Way. And in a few moments, you'll be given information as to how these messages can be yours. I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ is weak today, and one reason is because we've not entered into all that the Holy Spirit of God has for us. So I hope that you'll take advantage of the offer that you'll be introduced to in just a moment. Meanwhile, if you are encouraged through our ministry, if you've been blessed, perhaps you've come to saving faith in Jesus Christ as a result of Running to Win, we'd love to hear from you. And you can send us an email if you go to media@moodychurch.org. That's media@moodychurch.org. From my heart to yours today, I hope that you have a blessed day. Remember, the Holy Spirit of God is within us to carry us all the way to the heavenly gates.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, introducing The Gift of Security, the seventh message in a series on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. The seal God places on believers is a seal only He can open. It ensures that our journey has a definite finish line. Tomorrow, more teaching on the believer's security. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.